The Action Drunkies.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Action Drunkies. I'm Rob, the Cinema Drunkie.
And I'm Mac, aka All-Star.
And today we're going to be talking about the 1991 action classic masterpiece, Point Break. I could say Point Break probably rates up pretty high for me and you.
Point Break is really like RoboCop Point Break back in the day. Like that was like, and you know, I tried to throw a Top Gun in there because you know me. But
I know. we will talk about those eventually.
That'll be a good episode, especially
our famous argument, Top Gun versus Iron Eagle, which is a conversation I'd love to have. For those who don't know, this is an argument that's been raging on between me and him for as long as we've known each other. Mac prefers Top Gun. I prefer Iron Eagle. Although we both enjoy both
movies. right.
But, one prefers the other over the other, and likewise. And it's a very thorough argument that rages on. We've known each other for 30 years. We've been arguing about it for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, but we'll get to those eventually. But going into Point Break is the story of rookie FBI agent Johnny Utah, played by Keanu Reeves, who is going undercover to infiltrate the world of surfing in order to try to take down a gang of bank robbers. And in doing so, finds the true love of his life in Patrick Swayze.
That's good.
Like, they have the ultimate bromance, Johnny and Bodie. My man, Patrick Swayze, who I still miss to this day. I fucking love Patrick Swayze, and I miss Patrick Swayze. You know, the man was Bodie in Point Break. He was Dalton in Roadhouse, another one of my all-time favorites. He was Jeb in Red Dawn, is a Steel Dawn. Also, Ghost and, you know, Dirty Dancing, which were, you know, favorites of mine. But those aren't action related, so we're not talking about those. And as well, a host of other movies. I probably think this is probably his finest role, because Patrick Swayze really seemed like the, you know, really in tune with the kind of like philosophy that Bodie had, you know?
Yeah, the guru. Yeah.
Like it seemed like, you know, it really resonated with him, and there was a lot of him and Bodie and him, you know what I'm saying, going on. And yeah, Point Break is one of those films where it's just like, I know, like it's weird because this was like the first time Keanu Reeves also had done an action movie. So like a lot of people like, do you mean Ted from Bill and Ted is an action hero? And now, but now it's funny. It's funny to even think that people were like against that, because he's. You know, he was Jack Traven in Speed. He was Neo in The Matrix. Of course, not everybody.
Two of my favorite movies right there.
Mine as well. And now, of course, he's most renowned for John Wick. Even the John Wick.
Good series. Movie. Keanu, man.
Yeah, Keanu is, he completely keeps proving everybody wrong. They count him out, you know, with these phenomenal action roles that he does. This was the beginning of that. You know, this was the beginning of Keanu being an action hero. And I know the director, Catherine Bigelow, who was most people know as the first female to win the Academy Award for Best Director for The Hurt Locker.
Sick.
Yeah, for The Hurt Locker.
Oh, Hurt Locker was mad good.
Oh yeah, I love The Hurt Locker. She also directed Zero Dark Thirty.
That one
was bad. I prefer Hurt Locker though. Like, she directed a bunch of other stuff, Strange Days in 95, which was a really underrated movie, K-19 The Widowmaker with Harrison Ford about submarines and stuff. But like, yeah, she's great. She really had to fight for Keanu. She wanted Keanu, and they was like, oh no, like that guy,
Ted?
Like, yeah, Ted, you want Ted to be in an action movie? Like,
That's bogus.
Yeah, that's
it's most bogus.
It's heinous, you know. But she was like, no, trust me, he's going to be good. He's going to be great. You know, he's got it. And, you know, she was absolutely right because he was perfect role. It's hard to see anybody else as I know they said they wanted somebody like Charlie Sheen to play. And the funny thing, he already kind of did a role like that. I mean, he basically played the Bodhi role in a movie called No Man's Land from 87, which was basically like Fast and Furious before Fast and Furious.
Oh, what?
Yeah, No Man's Land is basically Fast and Furious, like where it's like about car racing, fast cars, right. And a guy going undercover to infiltrate this kind of like car theft ring. So it was like he already kind of did that, but like, you know, he was on the other side of it. So it was perfect. It was perfect for Keanu. I don't think anybody could have did it better. And he's perfectly matched up with Patrick Swayze in this, who's on top of his game. I mean, Patrick Swayze is great in a lot of movies, but I think, like I said, like he's perfect as Bodhi. You know what I'm saying? And but you know, before we get into it, let's get into the story. Like I said, Keanu Reeves plays Johnny Utah, rookie FBI agent who's infiltrating the world of surfing to find these bank robbers because his partner, played by the amazing Gary Busey as Angelo Pappas' partner, has this weird belief that surfers are behind the bank robberies. The ex-presidents is the name of this gang of bank robbers. And he believes they're surfing, they're surfers, and they rob banks to, like, you know, to fund their crazy surfing activity.
How else are you going to fund your crazy surfing adventures if you're not robbing banks?
Right, you know, they're just basically chasing summer all over the world. So like you know, they use the money to like go here, there, just so they could surf and do crazy stuff like skydiving and all that. And he like, and it's funny too because Johnny kind of like he doesn't really discuss. He kind of just falls into them.
Like, yeah,
it's not like something like oh like yeah like he notices later after he picks the wrong gang and completely screws up Tom Sizemore's poor Tom Sizemore has been undercover for 3 months eating cereal with beer instead of milk. I like that scene, and it comes after a great shootout raid scene. Yeah. Where, like, they, you know, and Tom Sizemore, it's like, you think I like this hair, man? My wife wants me to be a Fort Lauderdale. unfortunately, the gang that Johnny thought was the ex-presidents, they were actually drug dealers, and right. Tom Sizemore was waiting for them to show the supplier, and then they ruined it by doing the raid. So 3 months of undercover work is now done. Yeah. And it's due to that mistake where Johnny's just like, oh man, I really messed up here. And then it kind of he's about to go surfing with them, you know what I'm saying, after he's become buddies with Bodhi, and he's banging Bodhi's ex-girlfriend. And then
they had a weird relationship.
Oh yeah. Johnny and Tyler and Bodhi, that's kind of like it became weird. Like it's a real awkward situation.
Yeah, it was
I don't know if I could have been in that situation myself. Word. But it is what it is. It kind of hits Johnny there, like, oh, maybe it's these guys, you know, maybe these guys I've been hanging out with for the past few weeks, maybe they're the ex-presidents. Word. And it turns out that they are, which leads into like a great scene with which features probably my favorite line in the movie, one of my all-time favorite lines from movies, a line that I use to this day whenever somebody asks me if I want something to eat, like let's say I'm at a barbecue. So like, hey, yeah. Rob, how many hot dogs you want? I always respond, Utah, give me two. Because they're on stakeout, because
those
weird subs, like those subs, like, you know, when I think of subs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're New Yorkers, so, you know, we think of the hero bread and all that. But they got those little sub things like they have in Jersey and stuff. Like, you want a sub? I'm like, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you guys are like, it's basically just extra large hot dog bread. But they're on stakeout, and they're casing the bank because they think that Bodhi's going to show up with the rest of the ex-presidents. And Angelo has Johnny get him two subs. Utah! Give me two.
He needs two.
Right. But the sad thing is, you realize he never even gets to eat one of them.
Not one. Like,
he's about to take a bite out of, like, the first one, and then they like, because they were distracted, because he was buying the subs, and Angelo's reading the newspaper, he's reading Calvin and Hobbes, and he's laughing. And I guarantee you, Calvin and Hobbes is a good comic strip, but there's nothing funny. There's never been a comic strip. The way he's laughing at it is like, dude, it's not that funny. It's like, relax. But they don't see the ex-presidents actually go in the bank, but they see them coming out, which leads to a car chase and leads to my all-time favorite foot chase in the movie. I know a lot of people would prefer the one from Casino Royale, where Bond is chasing that parkour guy.
Oh, but, that's mad good.
No, that scene is amazing. But
Point Break is good too, though.
No, I still prefer the one on Point Break, the foot chase where Johnny's chasing Bodhi and they're going through like the people's houses. Johnny gets beat up by the lady with the vacuum cleaner. What are you doing? You're coming into my house? and then Bodhi throws her pit bull on his face. And, like, poor Johnny's all scratched up. Like he almost has him, but then I guess I should explain it. I'm doing a poor job of this. Johnny is an ex-college football player. He was a star player until he badly injured his knee, ending his football career, which is why he decided to pursue.
I'm going
to
become an FBI agent.
Yeah. That's
play that's football no more. I'm going to become a Fed.
You know, the funny thing is, like, when you hear stuff like that, it's usually those guys become actors. Like, you know how many people you hear, like, you know, like, oh, he used to play football, but then shoulder injury.
A wrestler, and,
And then he became a wrestler or an actor. Like, I rarely ever hear, I mean, it probably does happen, but I rarely ever heard anybody go from football to, like, FBI.
I'm
going to
be a Fed, yeah.
I'm going to be an FBI agent. So, but as he's chasing Bodhi, he's almost got him. He has to jump down from the surface, and he re-injures the knee, and he can't chase Bodhi anymore. But he could, he has the chance to shoot Bodhi, but he doesn't. He just fires his gun into the air by going, "Oh, that's a Hot Fuzz reference for anybody wondering out there."
I mean, he could have put him down.
Right.
Like, that's it. No more Bodhi.
Right. Or you could have just shot him in the leg, because remember, as we saw in the main title sequence, where he's at the gun range, he scores 100%. So we know...
He could shoot. Yeah.
Right, he could shoot, but he just chooses not to, because he loves Bodhi so much that he can't bring himself to do it.
I love you, man.
Right. But here's the thing that bugs me out, right? He knows it's Bodhi. That's why he doesn't shoot it. But he decides to continue on with the charade, like Bodhi doesn't know it's me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's not me.
Right. He just continues going on with the whole thing, even though he now knows Bodhi is the leader of the ex-president. And Bodhi now knows he's an FBI agent. But
I'm gonna go back like, hey, what up, Bode?
Right.
What are you doing today?
Right. And this is also after
my knee hurts. Don't look at that.
Right. Right. Remember he shows up at his house. This is also after Tyler has discovered he's a cop, and she leaves him because he
probably went and told Bodhi.
Yeah. Like, and Which was messed up, because that's as we find out later, Bodhi uses that against Johnny. But we'll get to that in a second, because Bodhi shows up and he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna go out, we're gonna hang." So I can't go surf, man, and I messed up my knee. Oh, we're not going surfing, we're going skydiving. which leads to a great sequence of skydiving. A great sequence, particularly because you can see that it's actually Patrick Swayze in the skydiving sequence, because Patrick Swayze was kind of like a wild dude. And like he used to skydive all the time, and they were like, "Well, you're not gonna skydive for the movie," and it's like, "Well, why not? You know, I know more about skydiving than anybody else here, because I've done it." And they're like, "You know, but like, dude, you're the star of the movie. If you fucking pancake on the ground, there's no more movie." You know? Yeah, you know, he did it anyway because he was Patrick Swayze, and he was awesome. And it is great too. To, you know, you see him up there amongst the footage, and it's like, that's really Patrick Swayze. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. But you know, they skydive and they land safely. Everybody's safe, and that's when Bodhi reveals that he's actually kidnapped Tyler, and he's holding her hostage. You know, in order to go against Johnny.
You gotta rob banks with me.
Right. You know. Says, "I can't do this." He says, "Sure you can. I am an FBI agent." And Bodhi's like, "Oh yeah, man, it'd be great. You know, come on, let's go rob this bank."
Yeah, that'd be great. Come on, man.
Right, but of course he doesn't have a mask. "Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. Guess you don't get to be president." But
I was like, "Yo, what kind of BS is this, man? Like, can you at least give me like some, like a bunny rabbit or something? Like, come on now."
Right. If I was Johnny, I would have just put the shirt over my head, you know. while they're robbing this bank, for some reason, Bodhi decides to hit the vaults. It's been discussed before that they get in and they get out. They only hit the registers. They never hit the vaults because the vaults take too much time, you know, to get into. Bodhi decides he wants to hit the vault. Which even gets criticism from the other members of the ex-presidents, mainly Roach. She said, "Why are we hitting the vaults? We never hit the vaults. Just do it." And it's like, you know, even he's like, "This is bullshit, man." You know? And while all this is happening, there's a off-duty cop who decides he wants to be hero.
Tells the security guard,
right. Back me up. Back me up.
You back me up. Like, no, man.
No. And he
How
just
pull this guy into your mess, yo.
Right. Like, and the poor guy, he's terrified. You know, he don't want to do it. But
that's why he didn't pull his gun in the first place. Like,
right. And Hero Cop does it anyway. And a shootout ensues. The thing that makes me mad the most, though, about this guy is that Johnny clearly identifies himself as an undercover FBI agent, undercover, and he shoots him anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like he literally pulls out his badge, FBI agent undercover, bang, bang, oh! But luckily, Johnny was wearing a vest. Gromit, another one of Bodhi's gang, he gets shot in the throat and he dies. Bodhi kills Hero Cop, because you were an asshole Hero Cop. I think security guard ends up getting killed too. I mean, he gets shot in the back. He gets shot in the back, but we don't necessarily know if he died or anything. And then another thing, Bodhi on his way out to get away, he knocks Johnny out. And then when next time we see Johnny, he's being placed under arrest for participating in a robbery. But if they're looking at the security cam, they'll see that he identified himself to the officer before he got shot. And that he literally says, "I'm undercover." So why is he being placed under arrest? Because I guess the boss.
I mean, it's a touchy situation. A cop is dead.
Right, and also the asshole captain, whatever. He doesn't like Johnny or Pappas.
Word.
So he obviously, you know, had a grudge against him. So he wanted to, I guess, just mess with Johnny some more. But here, Papalus comes to the rescue. He punches out the captain, and then he grabs Johnny, and they say, "All right." Johnny's like, "We're going to go get them, but we can't shoot them or arrest them, because, you know, of course, they have Tyler." As Johnny's trying to talk to Bodhi, Roach discovers Pappas in the back, and he shoots him. And Pappas shoots Roach, and then kills one of the other gang. And then Pappas gets killed, unfortunately. And then Bodhi tells Johnny, get into the plane with me. We're going to go skydiving over Mexico. Which leads to probably the most exciting sequence. There's basically only like two or three of them left. Well, two of them on the plane, Bodhi and Roach. And Rosie, another member of their gang, he's already in Mexico because he's the one that's holding Tyler hostage. And they're jumping out. They don't have as they don't think is going to come after them because he doesn't have a parachute. Johnny literally says, fuck it, and then jumps out the plane without a parachute. Does. Right. I went to a screening of this a couple years ago where, like, you know, in a theater they were showing a screening of Point Break, and everybody cheered when Johnny jumps out the plane without the parachute. I remember the first time. I didn't get to see this in theater when I was a kid. I saw this on video for the first time. And I remember Pop put it on, and I watched it with him. Me and my sister watched it with him. And when he jumps out the window, she goes, oh, he's crazy. Right? And what's amazing about it is like how after one skydiving session, Johnny's like an expert skydiver because the way he's
That's
able
it.
To...
That's right? it.
He's able to float, like fucking fly toward Bodhi. And catch him, but being that only one of them has a parachute, he has to. Bodhi's refusing to pull his parachute cord, and he's leaving Johnny to do it, or unless they're both gonna die. So Johnny has to drop his gun and pull the parachute, but he pulls it a little too late, and while they land safely, they land hard, which re-injures his knee again. Yeah. Which allows Bodhi to
get away.
Get away. Right. But he does release Tyler, and him and Tyler look like they reconnect, they make amends. Right. You know, she's like,
That's
Johnny.
Exactly like, what they did.
Right, you know. So it's obviously, you know, she still you know, she loves the guy. She was just mad. Even though she almost shot him in the face when she found out that she literally shoots the pillow next to him, like, you almost killed this man. But, you know, I guess that's over and done with, you know, after you've been kidnapped.
Right.
we catch up with them months later, and Johnny has now, his hair has grown long, he's got stubble, like, he's looking cool, like, you know, he's got the Canadian tuxedo, like, you know, jean jacket and jeans on, and, he tracks Bodhi down to Australia, and it's like pouring torrential rain, but Bodhi's waiting to surf this big wave through the 50-year storm with these monster waves. And this is probably my favorite scene in the movie, because it's the most important one. Come on, Bodhi. You got to come back with me. You crossed the line. People trusted you, and they died. And he's like, yeah. Everything went real bad. And Bodhi's like, yeah, I'm not going with you. I'm going to go surf this wave. And, like, you can see, like, you know, the bromance is over by this point.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny's like, you're not going to laugh in my face after everything you did. And they have, you know, just crazy fist fight. And you can see that my man Patrick Swayze still knows those roadhouse moves because he hits Keanu with a couple of them. Especially, like a crane kick right to the chest that puts Keanu down. And he's, like, trying to drown him. And all stuff, and he thinks he's killed Johnny, but actually, Johnny has handcuffed himself to Bodhi, and the police are coming, and Bodhi's like, "No,
no!"
And Bodhi starts trying to plead with like, "You know, I can't handle a cage, man." And what he's basically what I love about the scene is that Bodhi has literally went there to die. Yeah. Bodhi had no intention of leaving that beach. Like, he was effectively committing suicide because, essentially, like, you know, because of him, all his friends are dead. You know, like, his philosophy has been absolutely polluted. Like, it all went wrong. So he's going there to die. So he's basically, when he's like, my whole life has been about this moment, Johnny. Come on, compadre. And he's like, come on! Right? And Johnny looks at him, and then he looks at the wave, and then you see Johnny gives him the nod, because Johnny's going like, oh, I see what you're asking me. And he's like, all right, I'll give you that. Which is why he tells, like, you know, as Bodhi's giving him the nod, like, thanks, man. Like, the silent thank you. Johnny just, Vaya con Dios. And then my man Bodhi goes to sail that wave and gets pancaked by it. And right after that, my man Johnny throws away his badge because he's done with law enforcement.
So that's it? He quit?
Yeah.
He quit? Just throw your FBI badge in the beach? Okay.
Well, the funny thing is that's shown, I don't think that really works because Dirty Harry did that at the end of the first.
Mad
first
Times,
Dirty.
That's not how you right. quit.
Right. He did that at the end of the first Dirty Harry and then made four more movies. He's still a police officer, so I don't think that works, just throwing right. away your badge.
No, you got to definitely put some paperwork in for that.
Yeah, totally. You definitely gotta put in at least 2 weeks' notice that you're not going to be a cop.
Word, like that.
You just don't throw your badge away.
My badge, Bodhi's gone, badge in the ocean, I'm just Utah.
I'm just going to go lay on the beach with Tyler. We're going to surf for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, like the fuck.
Like, yeah, what a great career that you got planned for yourself there, Johnny. It is what it is, though. But, yeah, that's Point Break. That's how it concludes. This is another one where it's like, I mean,
Isaac, if it's on, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally.
I know it's going to sound blasphemy, but that remake they did wasn't too bad.
The remake. Look, here's what I'll say about the remake. I like a lot of the stuff they did do in it. Like, I like the relationship that they tried to come up with the new Bodhi and new Johnny. Yeah. I like how the new Johnny basically says from the beginning that his name is Brigham and that Utah is actually a nickname. I think his character was from Utah.
Yeah.
So I like that, and the relationship with him and the new Bodhi and like all the stuff they had going on, that was cool. And I like a lot that they did a lot of those stunts for real, like the skydiving stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. I like all that stuff. I thought that stuff was great. It seems like halfway though they realized, oh, we're supposed to be making a cop thriller. Okay. and then it just turns into a still like, where like he just decides that, oh yeah, I'm an FBI agent, you guys are under arrest. And then it becomes this standard ass cop thriller. And the thing that's the most upsetting is that it was written by Kurt Wimmer. Kurt Wimmer is the guy that remember Equilibrium with Christian Bale, and remember all the crazy shootouts that they had in there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing though, he also did Ultraviolet, which wasn't as good as Equilibrium, but you know, it was there. And he also wrote the remake of Total Recall, and that was fine. And that one had, I liked the scene where he
was. That one wasn't too bad either.
No, I actually kind of dug that one. I like the scene where like where he first goes to the recall place in the remake.
Yeah.
And the agent, like the officers come in and it does that like that simulated one shot where he's like shooting them all over. And I also like the sequence where they're in zero gravity. They have the shootout in zero gravity. That's cool, right? So this guy obviously knows how to make right interesting shootouts. So why the only shootout in the Point Break remake is just them ducking behind cars? It was what I call the duck shoot shootout.
Duck shoot.
It's the most boring thing ever. And it's like, dude, you wrote Equilibrium. Come on, man. Like, this is what you're giving us. But the first half is good. The second half really falters, you know. And it's like, you kind of blew.
That's why
there.
I said it was okay. Like, it wasn't the original Point right. Break, but.
I like the message behind it because Bodhi's basically saying like, you know, you like every man is like the leader of his own destiny. Like, you know, he has to lead his own path, you know, and you can't take responsibility because in the beginning of the remake, Utah's best friend dies and he feels responsible. That's why he stops doing all the extreme stuff, the extreme sport stuff. And Bodhi's like, you can't blame yourself for that because that was his choice to be there. You know, you're taking that away from him. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be there, you know. So, like, in through essence, he finds his love for extreme sports again. You know, that's why
all them guys in that group in the remake were like that. If it's my time, then here's the time. Woo! Like, yeah, man. Like,
Yeah, totally. So I like that stuff, but they, in the second half, they kind of blew it when they decided that, oh, yeah, we're supposed to be cop thriller. Let's make the most boring cop thriller ever.
Right.
But, like, yeah, so, like, there's stuff to like in it, but, yeah, it's nowhere near the classic that is the original Point Break. Now, I won't say it's as perfect. It's not as perfect as RoboCop was. I know we were discussing how perfect RoboCop was, but this one, I think we pointed out a couple flaws, like why does Johnny continue to proceed with the undercover assignment when he knows he should know his cover is blown? Why is he being placed under arrest when he clearly identified himself as an officer? You know, and like, but those are like minor nitpicks, you know, because the movie on the whole is so amazing. Yeah. Like, and it's got everything. It's action, suspense, romance, drama, comedy. You know, it's got football, it's got skydiving, it's got surfing, it's got shootouts, explosions. It's got car chases, foot chases.
Yeah, it has everything.
Yeah, and it's got a batshit insane Gary Busey, awesome Keanu Reeves, and a pitch perfect Patrick Swayze. You know, yeah, this is just a classic masterpiece of a movie, and it's one that I can sit here and talk about Point Break all day, but you know, I don't want to spend waste hours and hours talking about Point Break. I'm not, because you know, people got things to do. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear me talk about. They didn't want to hear us talking all day about Point Break. But, yeah, any final thoughts on Point Break you got there, Matt?
No, man. Like, it's definitely, like I said, if it's on and I'm just surfing, I'll leave it and watch it the rest of the night.
Yeah, totally. It's one of those movies where it's just like, you know, your channel surfing, like, oh, Point Break is on.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, Point Break is just the best.
The Action Drunkies.